This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go down to San Diego where it's 6:33 and get a report on what's happening with our baseball guy from MLB.com, Todd Zielecki. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Angel. How are you?
Set the scene. What's it like in San Diego right now?
It's not as warm as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, really?
You got to wear like a jacket. It's jacket weather out here. I'm not used to this. I thought it was going to be warmer. I kind of underpacked.
Well, why don't you just stay in the hotel and report all the signings and all the trades that the Phillies make this week?
That's pretty much what I do anyway, yeah. So I'll be in the lobby. I'll be in the lobby most of the day.
All right, Trey Turner, what'd you think of that move?
I thought it was a great move for the Phillies. I give the Phillies credit. Coming off the World Series, they could have said, you know what, let's try to run it back. Let's try to mix and match, find a couple guys here and there, a couple number three starters. Let's find an okay shortstop. But no, they said, let's strike while the iron is hot. We fell two wins short of the World Series. Let's go out and get one of the game's best players over the past 4 or 5 years in Trey Turner. And they did. And they gave him a huge deal. So, again, I'll give them credit. They're going for it here. This is kind of like what they did in 2009, 10, and 11 when they went out and got Halliday and Lee and Oswalt and Pence. That's good to see.
All right, Todd, I'm curious. I'm seeing some of Bryce Harper's fingerprints on this 11-year, $300 million. So it's similar to his in that there's no escape. It's a locked-in deal. Do you think Bryce had something to do with this?
I don't know if he had something to do with the no trade clause, but I think that blueprint of the Harper deal is, probably important for the Phillies. Spreading out the average annual value of the contract, I think, is a big deal because it then gives you financial flexibility to go out and sign other players without blowing past the luxury tax too much. Because now you think about it, I think Harper's average annual value is like right around $24-25 million, which you think about it, it's kind of a steal that, him at that dollar value. And I think the same can be said for Trey Turner.
It's a good thing. All right, now what's next? What are we seeing? What are we hearing?
I think they're going to go after they need a starting pitcher and they need some bullpen help. And I think they're going to go after that second tier of starting pitcher. Chris Bassett is in that group, but he got a qualifying offer, so I don't know if they're going to go get him. Jameson Taillon is somebody that has been mentioned a lot here, connected with the Phillies. They've liked him in the past. So that next tier, a guy that can make 30 starts, give you 160, 180 innings to kind of replace the combined efforts of Syndergaard, Zach Eflin, Kyle Gibson, maybe a step up from those guys, is what they want. Because we know you're going to have Wheeler, Nola, Ranger Suarez. That number five spot is going to go to one of those young guys or a combination of Infalter, Andrew Painter, I think, is going to get a real good look, and Christopher Sanchez. So that one starter job and then a couple relievers to kind of offset the losses that they have in free agency.
All right, one more, Todd. We would like them to trade Rhys Hoskins. What are the chances?
I think there's probably no chance that is going to happen. I think Rhys is going to come back this season. Now, Dave Dombrowski, we asked him. Now, listen, they get a good offer for Rhys, for anybody, and they will listen. But Dave Dombrowski did say yesterday, he did not comment specifically on Turner. We asked him, are you done in the position player market? He says, yes, we consider ourselves finished on the position player side of things. We're going to focus on starting pitching. So for that reason, I think Rhys will be back. And he'll probably look better in that lineup if he's hitting fifth or sixth.
All right. Does sound a bit regrettable because we were told by Ben Davis that they might get Gene Segura for third, and then they would move Bohm to first and unload Hoskins. And you're saying there doesn't seem to be any credence to that.
Well, let me put this again. So Dave did say this. we're always going to listen. We're always going to look into it. But he really did sound yesterday like they are okay with. And I did talk to somebody else last week about Reese Hoskins. And the defense, of course, came up. You know, the defense hurts us at times. But they said, boy, that offensive production looks really good in this lineup. So, sure, they could try to bring Gene back. I don't know if he would play third. But I would right now, I would put money on Reese Hoskins coming back and playing first base for the Phillies.
All right, listen, if you see Dombrowski, would you tell him to call Ben Davis?
I'll let him know.
Todd, great stuff as always, man. Thank you. If anything else happens, let us know.